Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of the second season of the Adoption Door podcast. I'm your host, Andres, and this is a place where you send in your stories and I read them here. If you'd like to send in your story, just email it to theadoptiondoor@gmail.com. If you like, you can record your story yourself and send it in as an audio file. Okay, now that that's out of the way, in this episode, we have stories from people that have either had a good experience or a not-so-pleasant one with open adoption. What is open adoption? So glad you asked. Well, that's when the birth mother and adoptive parents or parent agree that the birth mother will have access and an open line of communication with the adopted child throughout his or her life. It can also mean that the birth mother is the one who decides with whom her baby will end up in the United States. Each state has its own laws and protocols regarding this matter. While every circumstance is different, that is the overall theme concerning open adoption. Our first story comes from Matt, and he gives us his experience regarding open adoption. And he writes, I was adopted through an open adoption, and I can't express enough how beneficial it's been for me throughout my life. My adoptive parents and my birth parents made the courageous decision to have an open adoption, and it has enriched my life in so many ways. One of the most significant advantages of open adoption is the opportunity to know my birth parents. Growing up, I had a sense of identity and a connection to my biological roots that I would not have had in a closed adoption. My birth parents were always present in my life, and I had the chance to ask questions about my heritage, medical history, and even personal traits that I shared with them. This knowledge gave me a better understanding of myself and my place in the world. Moreover, open adoption allowed me to have multiple supportive figures in my life. I had my adoptive parents who raised me with love and care, and I also had a chance to develop a relationship with my birth parents. It was reassuring to know that there were more people who cared about my well-being and wanted to see me succeed. As I grew older, adoption helped me navigate the complexities of identity and self-acceptance. I never had to wonder about where I came from or why I was adopted. The open communication between my families allowed me to embrace my unique story and feel proud of it. Open adoption also provided a network of support during difficult times when I faced challenges or had questions about my past. I could turn to my birth parents for guidance and understanding. This emotional support was invaluable and helped me navigate the ups and downs of life. In addition, open adoption has positively impacted my own perspective on family. I've come to believe that family isn't solely defined by blood. It's about the connections we build and nurture over time. I feel incredibly fortunate to have two families who love and care for me, each in their own way. In conclusion, open adoption has been a tremendous blessing in my life. It has allowed me to have a sense of identity, multiple sources of support, and a profound understanding of the concept of family. I am grateful to both my adoptive parents and my birth parents for their courage and willingness to embrace open adoption, as it has truly enriched my life in countless ways. Thank you, Matt, for your insight and your story. Our next story is from Jennifer, and this is what she had to say about her experience with open adoption. And she writes, my experience with open adoption was not what I had hoped for, and it left me with some painful memories and challenges to overcome. I believe it's important to share my story to shed some light on the complexities of an open adoption, how it doesn't always work out as intended. Growing up in an open adoption, I was excited about the prospect of having a connection with my birth parents. However, as I got older, I realized that the reality of my situation was far from the idealized image I had in my mind. One of the most significant challenges was dealing with conflicting loyalties. While I had a loving relationship with my adoptive parents, I felt constant pressure to please my birth parents as well. It was a delicate balancing act that created a lot of stress and confusion in my life. I often felt torn between two worlds, and this emotional tug of war took a toll on my mental health and well-being. Another issue that arose was the lack of boundaries in our open adoption. My birth parents wanted to be heavily involved in my life, to the point where they would sometimes show up unannounced or make decisions that I felt should have been left my adoptive parents. This led to conflicts and a sense of intrusion, making me feel like I had a limited control of my life. Additionally, the dynamics between my two families were not always harmonious. There were disagreements and tensions, which created a challenging environment for me to navigate. It felt like I was caught in the middle of an ongoing conflict that I had no part of creating. As I reached my teenage years, I began to experience identity issues. While open adoption is supposed to provide a clear understanding of one's roots, I found myself feeling even more confused about my identity. I struggled to reconcile the different aspects of myself, and I often questioned where I truly belonged. One of the most painful aspects of my open adoption experience was witnessing the strain it put on my adoptive parents. They felt the constant pressure of having to share my affections and decisions with my birth parents, and this took a toll on their relationship with me as well. It was heartbreaking to see my adoptive parents, who had raised me with love, feeling marginalized in my life. In the end, my open adoption experience was marked by confusion, stress, and strained relationship. It wasn't the idyllic connection with my birth parents that I had imagined as a child. While I understand that open adoption can work well for some families, for me, it was a source of pain and complications that I had to work through to find my own sense of identity and peace. Thank you, Jennifer, for your perspective on that matter. So sorry you had such an unpleasant experience, and really wish you had had a better one. Okay, our next story comes from someone who wishes to remain anonymous, but this is what they had to say. My journey through an open adoption has been complex and multifaceted experience, marked by both positive and challenging aspects. Here, I aim to provide a balanced, neutral account of my story. In the very beginning, open adoption offered me a unique perspective on family. I was adopted into a family that embraced the idea of open communication and contact with my birth parents. This meant that I grew up knowing who my birth parents were and having some level of connection with them. For many adoptees, this knowledge can provide a sense of completeness and transparency about their origins. One of the key benefits of open adoption is the ability to access important medical and genetic information. Knowing my birth family's medical history proved invaluable as I grew older, ensuring that I had a comprehensive understanding of potential health risks. This knowledge allowed me to take proactive steps for my well-being. Open adoption also allowed me to form relationships with my birth family's members, including my birth parents, siblings, and extended relatives. While these relationships had their challenges and complexities, they also enriched my life in many ways. I had the opportunity to learn about my cultural heritage, traditions, and personal traits that I had shared with my birth family. This diversity of experience broadened my perspective on family and identity. However, it's important to acknowledge the challenges that came with open adoption as well. The blurred boundaries between adoptive and birth families occasionally led to misunderstandings and conflicts. Balancing the expectations and desires of both sides requires diplomacy and emotional maturity, which could be demanding at times. Growing up, I faced moments of identity questioning. While open adoption provided me with a wealth of information about my heritage, it also made me contemplate my sense of self. I had to navigate the complexities of belonging to two families, each with its own traditions and values. This eternal struggle was a constant presence throughout my life. In conclusion, open adoption has been a mixed experience for me. It offered valuable connections, knowledge, and a unique perspective on family, but it also presented challenges in terms of identity and relationships. My journey through the open adoption has taught me that there is no one-size-fits-all approach, and each adoptee's experience is deeply personal and nuanced. It's a journey that continues to shape my life. I'm grateful for the opportunities and insights it has provided. Well, thank you to whomever sent that in. Now we're going to switch gears a bit, and in our final story, hear about a woman named Emily, ran an adoption agency and facilitated open adoption and witnessed the process from the outside in. Her story goes like this. My name is Emily, and I ran an adoption service unlike any other. My agency specialized in open adoptions, and my unique approach had garnered both praise and curiosity from families and adoptees far and wide. My journey into this world of open adoption began with a deeply personal connection. I myself was an adoptee, raised by loving parents who had always been open about my adoption story. This transparency has given me a strong sense of identity and belonging, and I was determined to share these benefits with others. My agency aimed to redefine the adoption experience. I believe that open adoption had the potential to provide adoptees with profound understanding of their origins and sense of completeness. My vision was not just about finding homes for children. It was about building lifelong relationships that extended beyond legal paperwork. One of the most remarkable stories that emerged from my agency was that the Rodriguez family, Sarah and David Rodriguez, had struggled with infertility for years before deciding to explore adoption. When they walked through the doors of my agency, they had no idea that their lives were about to change in the ways they could never imagine. Sarah and David were open to the idea of open adoption, but were nervous about the uncertainties it might bring. I sat down with them, sharing my own adoption journey and the positive impact it had on my life. I assured them that open adoption could be challenging. It was also profoundly rewarding. After months of careful matching and counseling, Sarah and David were introduced to Emma, a birth mother who was determined to give her child the best possible life. The connection between the two families was instant, filled with warmth and understanding. They decided to embark on an open adoption journey together. The day they met baby Mia at the hospital was a day of overwhelming emotions. Sarah and David could hardly contain their joy, and Emma was comforted knowing she had made the right decision for her child's future. Together, they named the baby Mia, a name that symbolized the quote-unquote missing piece that they had all found in each other's lives. I played a pivotal role in facilitating communication and understanding between two families. I emphasized the importance of open and honest conversations to navigate the complexities that might arise. Over time, David and Sarah and Emma built a bond based on trust and mutual respect. They celebrated holidays together, attended Mia's school events, and shared their dreams for their future. As Mia grew older, she knew she was adopted, but she never felt a sense of loss or confusion about her identity. She had two sets of parents who loved her unconditionally and supported her in every way. Mia's unique upbringing allowed her to appreciate the richness of her heritage and the diversity of her family. The Rodriguez family story was just one of many that unfolded under my guidance. My adoption agency continued to thrive, creating families and relationships that defied conventional norms. My unique approach to open adoption had touched the lives of countless individuals, leaving a legacy of love, understanding, and the belief that the family could be defined by a connection rather than biology. In the heart of the picturesque town my agency stood in as a testament to the power of open adoption, reminding everyone that sometimes the most extraordinary families were the ones we chose to create together. And I, the woman who had dedicated my life to redefining adoption, watched with a smile as each family's history unfolded. Knowing her unique experience had made all the difference in the world. Well, thank you, Emily, and all those who wrote in for this episode. I'm sure we can say that we've learned a little bit more about adoption and open adoption in general. I'm going to go off script here and say that for the most part, open adoption does seem like a wonderful way for a child to know and have two families. Yes, I am sensitive to the pitfalls that could potentially occur, but with all the ventures come challenges and risks. To me, risks don't seem to outweigh the positives. Quite the opposite. I know with my own adoption, I would have really appreciated knowing my family's medical history. That could have really come in handy with respect to my bipolar and ADHD diagnosis. But let's just say it would have explained a lot. Just leave it at that. Alas, this was not the case. I also understand that the open adoption model doesn't fit all scenarios for a whole myriad of reasons, but you may want to think about it if you're putting up your baby for adoption, or looking to adopt. Okay, that'll do it for this episode. I would thank you for listening, and if you'd like to hear your story on the show, just send it to theadoptiondoor@gmail.com. You can remain anonymous if you'd like. Once again, I'm your host, Andres. Thank you for your time. Oh, yes, and don't forget, be good to yourself and be kind to others.